Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillah Mechizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 20th day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 502, I believe. I was 100% sure. It's either 501 or 502 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift return to their families today. On behalf of BOU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Reich of Congregation Adat Yeshurun in La Jolla, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. That will be followed by Rabbi Reich slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Reich will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatufim, for the Shvuyim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of everyone that we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor any part of the program, a day, a week, a month, for any reason, we greatly appreciate your generosity and your support. You can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Reich.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for being the force behind this Tehillim call effort that we've been doing now since the pandemic. It's been so many years now already that we've been taking this daily break, and it's such a meaningful thing that the OU puts together. So thank you for that. And I want to make special mention and thanks to Rebecca Levy, who helps coordinate this effort on a daily basis, and of course to my dear friend Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, who is the spearhead behind all of these different initiatives. So thank you again for giving me this opportunity. Excuse my voice. I have a little cold. I hope that it's not going to impact the audio too much. But, you know, there's a question that that one has to address from the last number of parshios, starting from the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Of course, we already now have concluded the section of the Torah that primarily deals with the Shibud Mitzrayim, that deals with the enslavement and servitude and the subjugation that we had in Egypt, and then coming out as free people, last week's Parsha, the culmination of which coming to Har Sinai, receiving the Torah, and now Parsha Mishpatim, getting into the details of the Torah HaKadosha and all of its mitzvot, all of the different obligations that we have to follow the will and ways of Hashem. But of course, this is not too late to address a question that needs to be addressed from those parshios dealing with the enslavement in Egypt, as we also are, hard to believe, only just a few weeks, about 8 weeks away, less than 8 weeks away from Pesach, which is more just informational as opposed to trying to give anybody any sort of anxiety about getting ready for Pesach. But certainly, in light of all of that, it would be good to discuss one question, as I mentioned, that needs to be addressed from all of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is, how is it that Moshe and Aaron had so much access to Paro? You know, most people, when they have access to world leaders, the most powerful world leaders, it's because they are a network news anchor, they're a celebrity, they themselves are some sort of world power, or they have some sort of other protexia. As my grandfather Zatzal used to say that, you know what's wrong with protexia? Absolutely nothing. There's nothing wrong with protexia. You get into a world leader, you get their ear, you're able to speak to them, especially on behalf of the Jewish people. That's a wonderful thing. It doesn't really matter how you got there. But you have to address the question, how is it that Moshe and Aaron were able to have so much access with Paro Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, and really the most powerful person in the world? So Rashi already addresses this, and Rashi tells us because Moshe and Aaron were from Shevet Levi, or from the tribe of Levi, and the tribe of Levi were never enslaved in Egypt. As Rashi points out, the Machi Shibud lo hayal shifto shel Levi, they were never enslaved. Since they were never slaves, it was easier, relatively easier for them to have access to Paro. They served as no threat, really, to Paro, and they were not themselves slaves. So however they got in, it really is just a detail, because at the end of the day, since they were not slaves, they were not subject to the enslavement in Egypt. But then you have to ask another question, which is that Rashi is telling us this from the Medrash, which is that the tribe of Levi were never enslaved. Why not? Why was Shevet Levi not enslaved in Egypt? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that's all, points out from a Medrash that Paro, as we know, often utilized his magicians to understand certain things in astrology and in the future. Exactly how that worked is beyond my understanding. My beard is certainly not long enough to address that question. But somehow Paro knew through certain magical or forces or something of the like certain information. One of those things that he understood through magic, points out the Medrash, that's quoted by Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, is that the Moshiach, the savior of the Jewish people, if there were ever to be a savior for the Jewish people, he would be a descendant of Levi. He'd come from Shevet Levi. And so Paro had the following miscalculation and misapplication of this information. He figured the following, that, listen, if that potential savior is going to come from Shevet Levi, so then what I'm going to do is I'm just not going to enslave Shevet Levi, because if they're not going to feel the pressure of the enslavement, if they're not going to feel the pressure of the burden of being under the subjugation of my rule, so then they're never going to rise up against me. Any uprising is going to come, is going to come from feeling the pain and the pressure. And so to quote Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, what Paro's miscalculation was, that mi she'enu betzara, that one who isn't feeling the pain, isn't under the subjugation, eno yachol lahoshia, isn't going to lead an uprising, isn't going to lead a salvation. While that arithmetic is correct, that assessment is correct, that only someone who feels the pain is going to rise up against it, that, of course, was a misapplication when it comes to the Jewish people. When it comes to the Jewish people, there's no such thing as it's your problem. This is your issue that you're dealing with. No. When it comes to the Jewish people, it's our problem. It's our issue. It's our subjugation. It's our enslavement. That is the feeling that we have as Klal Yisrael. As the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Yar B'Sivlosa. He felt the pain of the Jewish people. Shevet Levi, listen to the names of the children that were given to Shevet Levi. Miriam from Mar. Merari, the grandchildren of Levi. Merari, Mar, bitter. Gershom, being a stranger in the land. They felt the pain. They may not have been the ones that were physically being whipped, but they felt every single one of those whips as if it was touching their back, as if it was causing them to bleed. We may not be directly related to any of the Chatufim that have been there for now, hard to believe, more than 500 days. we may not be related. Maybe some of us on the call are. I myself personally, and most of the people that I know are not don't have a blood relation to any of the soldiers who have been killed or any of the hostages that are still in the tunnels or were in the tunnels of Gaza. But we still call them Achenu. When we pray for them and when we cry for them, it's because they're our brothers and sisters. When we have joy over their release and worry over what is next for them to come in their PTSD, we daven for them because they are our brothers and sisters, because their problem is our problem. Their pain is our pain. And so now when we're going to be davening and reciting this Tehillim, coming together in unity to do so, we may not know anybody personally who needs these prayers, but we all feel them personally as if they're our brothers and sisters, because they are our brothers and sisters. Because Klal Yisrael is Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, as Rashi told us in last week's Parsha. The prime Klal Yisrael is one that is one person with one beating heart. And if one of my limbs is feeling pain, my whole body is out of sorts and out of equilibrium. That's what Klal Yisrael is feeling right now. Feeling each other's pain, carrying each other's burdens, and praying for each other as one family. We'll now continue with the recitation of Tehillim, beginning with Psalm 20, Parak Chaf. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yanecha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezercha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Yisadecha, Yiskar Kol Minchosecha V'olascha Yidashne Sela, Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Neranena B'yishuatecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha, Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kocho, begvurot, yesha yimino, eile barechev, eile vasusim, v'anachtu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachtu kamnu v'nisoidad, Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu, v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzar, bino deshe yarbitzeini, al mei menuchot yenaleini, nafshi yeshayvev yanacheini, v'magli tzedek leman shemo, gam gielech b'yeitz almovet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni. Taroch lifanai, shulcha neged torai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi, kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed, yirtfuni kol yimei chayai, v'shachti v'beit Adonai, l'orech yamim. Tilim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot, Esayinai Ele Ari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shamayim Varetz, Al Yitein Lamor Aglecha, Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yadim Inecha, Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmar Et Nafshecha Adonai Yishmar Tzeid Chovoecha Me'ata V'Yadolam Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalot Mimam Akim Kratich Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Tiyena Oznecha Kashuvot L'Kol Tachanunai Im avonot ishmarya Adonai miyamod. Ki emcha aslicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kifta nafshi v'ledvaro chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai. Ki im Adonai achesed v'arbei mofdut. V'hu yifdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Biotov Marat Fila. Kolil Adonai Ezak, Kolil Adonai Etchanan. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Terasi Lefanav Agid. Bisatef Alai Ruchi, Viatayadata Nisivasi, Borachzu Alech Tamnufachli. Habeyamin rev eni makir, avad mamosin eni indiresh lenafshi. Zakti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machfi chelki be'eret achayim. Hakshiv al rinasi ki dalosi me'od, hasileni merod fai ki amtu mimeni. Hotzia memasker nafshi, lahodot et shenecha, biachtiru tzadikim ki digmol aloi. Recite Achenu, first in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu, kol Beit Yisrael, hanetunim v'tzaru v'shivya, ha'omdim b'mayam uvem b'yabasha, ha'mokom yirachem aleim v'yotziem v'tzaru l'rabacha, u'me'afela l'ora, u'me'shiva l'gu'ula, hashta v'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Recite the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, prayer for the Israel's Defense Force. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yivarech et chayalei tzva hagana liYisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon, haomdim al mishmar arceinu v'arei Eloheinu migvul halavanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim, u'mnei hagadol al ivra ahava b'chol makom shehem b'yabasha b'avir u'v'yam, yitein Adonai et oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu b'kol tzara v'tzuka. Muchonega umachala, vishlach brahavat locha bechoma seyedehem, yadber sonenu tachtehem, vyatrem bekedi yeshua vater netzachon, vukiyamem akatuf ki adonai loechem, haolechim achem, lilachem lachem imoivechem lohoshiatchem, vinomar amen. Mishaberach for the shvuim, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avotenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor et ne'edrei tzava hagana liYisrael u'shvuyav ve'et kol achenu hanetunim v'tzara u'v'shivya ba'avur shekol ha'ka'al ha'kadosh hazeh mitpalel ba'avuram. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yimale rachmim aleihem yotzeim mechoshech v'tzalmavet mosrotehem yinatek u'mitzukotehem yoshiim v'yishiviyehem meher l'chek mishpotehem. Yodu Adonai Chazdo v'nefotav l'bnei Adam, v'kuyame mekra shekatov, ufde Adonai yishivun uvao tzion v'rina, v'simchat olam al rosham, sason v'simcha, yesigu, v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar, amen. Mishaberach for the cholim, in the middle taking a pause to pray for whomever we personally know need salvation and healing from Hashem. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, hu yivarech et hacholim.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alehem Lachlimam Veraputam Lachsikam Lachiotam Vishlach Lehem Meher Refuah Shlem Shamayim L'chol Evereim L'chol Gideim B'toch Shar Holy Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta V'Agala U'Vizman Karev V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reich. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem and in your future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.